Hello.
I had just picked up the phone to call you, huh?
Yeah. Well, I just wanted to know, did Ryland help you?
He sure did.
I knew it would help, and incidentally, I've given an order. Next week, he'll be down at Wednesday, and he's to try you. He's to work on you and Nellie, too.
Well,
but this fellow has got a great gift, you know. There's no reason for us to be in traction and all that crap that people do, because, you know, if there's something, you know, organically in that spinal system that he can fix up, have him fix it up.
Well, I'll say this. He really, not over 15 minutes.
I know.
He really took my back problem completely out of me. That's all really.
That's right. Now go next week, because, you know, that'll...
I'll have him check next week.
Well, have him, it's good therapy to have it. And have him give a little treatment to Dolly, too, because that'll help her for the future, you see?
I do want him to meet her, because she every 4 or 5 months will get down for 2 or 3 days.
That's right. Well, Pat has the same problem, and now you do that now, by all means, and that'll help. Fine. That's right.
I called you this afternoon, Mr. Bird, to tell you that I talked to Bill Everly, and the Japanese
about
peanuts.
Oh, I see.
What you say? Same old game. So I told him to call him back and said, well, if that's all they had to offer, we didn't even want to offer that. Get the whole thing. That upset him. He said, what do you want? He said, well, you know what we want. We want to. Well, he said, call me tomorrow. Call me tomorrow.
Right.
So we'll say I'm past it. But anyway, Bill's got to go to London, and it'll be next week before we get to...
Right. Well, we'll get something for the Europeans, and then we'll get the Japanese to give us everything they can, and that's that.
And that's all we can have to do. They just try your patience, you know. They just give
That's right. They hang on, but they'll give in the end.
I think they will. I really do.
Yeah.
And I'll be sorely disappointed if they don't.
I'll say we will.
I'll be surprised, but I really think they're going to do something that we have to do.
Right.
That's all I want to say. Well, one other thing I want to tell you, and this may not be the time to do it, but...
It's all right, anytime.
Just as a little warning, and I'm reluctant to say this, but I don't know when something will come up. I would sure, if I were you, watch Herb Stein, political advice.
Oh, I will, yes.
I've seen him do two things the last couple of days that concern me.
Yeah.
Tell
me what they were.
Tell you. Well, one, he made a speech day before yesterday, which may not have been his fault, 2 or 3 days ago. In effect, saying, well, we're going to do control here very quickly. Mm-hmm. Well, at a time when we're trying to
keep the heat on.
We ought to lead everybody to think that, well, it's just, you know, the next week and next month we're going to lead them.
Right. I agree.
Obviously, we want to be controlled as fast as we can, but we don't want to talk about it.
Yeah.
Talking about it's the worst thing to do, but I don't think that was entirely his fault. I think he got some advice. But today, we had a meeting with Kevin to be economics. And God, they proposed some things to study and all of the incipient problems of inflation in our society. He was largely directed at the monopolist of labor. And that was the way it all started out, was at the time when George Shultz and John Rumsfeld got through. And Pat Samuels, pretty well scotched. But it shook George up, and it shook me up.
Well, basically, that's a cop-out, you know, to say, well, that we're just blaming on the labor union.
And, you know, even if it's true, my God, why start a study now in your cabinet committee that we obviously are going to have to talk about when we go up testify on the Hill?
That's right.
And get into the picture now. Import controls on oil and back into the construction trade and Right. Trade Council, the agreement we have with them, get back into the Davis Bacon, what will it? We just leave it at that, why don't you fly it again?
Oh, boy.
This
is not the time for all that.
We can worry every segment of the society, scared to death.
That's right.
So I must say that I was surprised. I talked to George later after the voting, and I was quite consistent with my comments, too. So I was scared to death.
I know.
I think we got it handled all right. We agreed that it ought to be on a positive basis, that if there was a study, it should be done by the Council of Economic Advisors, not for the cabinet. It ought to be on the basis of how we increase the competitiveness of American products. Which is fine. Then the Council studies it all the time. Get her a word of caution. No harm is done by either thing. I'm not trying to cause her any trouble, but I must say that I was quite surprised.
Yeah.
So today, everything was quite well wired. All of us got there. None of us wondered what it was all about. None of us had any warning at all. So I just raise a red flag. That's all.
You know, part of that, John, may be Arthur Burns.
Could be.
Sort of his line.
Yes, yes, could well be.
He's trying to get off the hook on everything he does.
That's right. And he's calling to you, and I wouldn't be surprised what it is. But what it is, because in talking with him in London the other day, the day before yesterday, he made quite a speech about the news, about he thought this thing was going to blow up, and he had to be prepared to cope with labor. We had to have an alternative plan. We didn't think it was going to work. So. But we thought about this. We said, if you want to see what we're going to do, it's not going to work.
We can't do that. We can't do that. No.
We can anticipate that. Obviously, if it blows up, we are going to have to respond to have a Russian base. I don't think we ought to do it again. Let the word get out that we anticipate the COVID.
That's right.
But I think that's what he's talking about.
Well, I'll talk to him, but I'm not going to talk to him this week. I'm going to let him wait a week. Don't you think so?
Yeah, I don't think the word is that. But I know that he's talking about it. Because I told him that I had already tried to calm him down and try to keep his mind. Like this won't talk to you. I told him, you know, I had talked to him.
We have.
There's a possibility, which we did, if you recall.
Sure we did.
He'd have to probably go through this a public board if something did happen.
That's right.
But,
what about Schultz? Does he agree with you on this?
Oh, absolutely. George was shocked as I was. This is one reason I mentioned it. So his reaction to mine was the same. But after I got back to my office, I called him. I said, George, did you know about this meeting? He said, I never heard of it. Mm-hmm. I walked in and said, cold. So did I, and I just thought maybe you were in on it, no harm done. I don't want to make this deal.
Yeah, we're not going to make, we must move now to keep, see that harm isn't done.
But all I'm saying is, I think you got it quieted for the time being, but I do think you have to be careful about what intimation
is. That's right.
Very serious.
Oh, yes, to anticipate failure in advance.
Yes, right.
And also to draw the sword in these people and until it becomes necessary, if we do.
Well, I don't think it's going to become necessary.
I have a feeling they're going to play, John.
So do I. They're not going to quit. I think we can carry this thing along for several months. And he can throw a ramp, which I plan to do this week. Change the classification for 3 more people. So we can wind up here in 4 or 5 months where we're not regulated. It's very relevant. It's very good company.
Sure.
In a meaningful way, you do it very quietly, and let's talk about it. But yet you're not irritating everybody by the phone.
Right, right.
But it's a...
Well, I'll keep on top of it. And in the meantime, I...
Want
I think that immediately after the State of the Union, and we ought to sit down with Stein, you, and I, of course, the quadriad, basically, and we've got to lay down the law.
Well,
don't you think so?
It probably would be well, and I think, you know, coming in as the chairman, what you ought to do is that, undoubtedly, and I don't blame you. Establish your position, and that's fine. But we're going to go in such a way to create the problem.
That's right. They all want to do things that will, whatever happens, will prove that they were right later.
Oh,
that's what it is, you know.
It's the disease of this town.
That's right. That's right. Yeah, I know. Right.
Okay, sir.
Well, anyway.
That's all I had. I believe everything else. Did I tell you I talked to Lee Harris? I don't think I did.
No.
I talked to Lee Harris this morning. That he's we're reflecting a greatly expanded degree of confidence. All of these administrations, the course of action, he was quite up.
Yeah, he shows as we would expect, concern about the bombing. That sort of thing. That'll pass. That'll pass in a matter of a couple of weeks, right? But the main point is, on the economic side, he feels good, doesn't
yes.
he?
Yes.
He does? Yes. Good.
That's what the people are telling him in his interview now. There is a surge of confidence.
That's the way we've got to play it. We mustn't.
Yes, sir.
We mustn't be just a bunch of damn negativists. And
this is one more thing.
Right.
Let me suggest to you, if you go along here, this thing is not new. It's quite as bad. Do the shot after Moscow. Just turn over your mind the thought that you might advocate for those 18 to 21, boys and girls, a year to a year and a half. Government service. Now, that isn't necessarily mean the military.
Sure. Oh, sure, right.
White, Mexican, and everything else. This is really changed. Instead of the so-called billions of dollars forced into the spring, the Democrats are afraid to tell about the number of unemployed.
Right.
Give some thought to the option that I will do it, pass it out a little bit.
Right, right.
But
do that.
Something like this is really catchy, and I really don't think you do that much opportunity. You're not forcing them to.
Particularly when it's not military.
That's right. You're not forcing them into the military. They can do it in
the environment.
They can do it in state government. They can do it in local government, or they can do it in federal government.
That's right.
Federal government service.
Right.
They can do it in the environmental field. They can do it in police forces. They can do it
right.
Anywhere. This
appeals to me.
This just might, without talking more of an amount of money. Then during that year and a half, they might get different. They don't change anything. They should have to move around.
Yeah.
Just raise hell and try and destroy the establishment.
Sure.
You might get a lot of benefits out of it.
Yeah. Yeah.
But anyway, I'll have some more thoughts.
Do some, staff that out, will you? Do some thinking, because we have to be here.
We just got talking yesterday for 2 hours. If expansion doesn't come. We've got a budget here. We'll have 37 in deficit, 72. We've got almost that bad, 73. And enormous expansion budget.
That's right.
Hopefully we'll get the money supply. Arthur said we will. Now, if all of that doesn't
then we have to slap it up in another way.
Then what are you going to do?
That's right.
You have to say a tax reduction. My God, this is terrible.
I know. We've had $20 billion since we came in.
That's right. And yet you've got a very expansionary budget. Tax reductions are in effect. Now, none of those things can be extended to this $4.9 billion more. Mm-hmm. So we probably ought to try to come up with some new novel idea.
That's right.
Maybe it is.
Right. No. I'm just sitting here working anyway. Fine.
Thanks.
Okay.
All right.
Bye.